To Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, airing live on the greatest radio station on the Internet, BBS Radio. This is Allison, and I'm so happy that you joined us this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. Now, you might remember in November, I interviewed Michelle White Dove, winner of America's Psychic Challenge, and although she couldn't talk too much about her experience on the show at the time, mainly because the show was still running, she has graciously agreed to come back and join us to share with us a bit about the real challenge of being on America's Psychic Challenge. And later in the show, we are so fortunate that Michelle will be taking your calls, answering your questions, and doing live readings for our listeners. Needless to say, or I probably don't need to say, Michelle is a world-class spirit medium. She actively works as a medical intuitive, angel communicator, psychic investigator, and visionary. She is a prolific author who has just released her fifth book, My Invisible Friends, and has hosted two TV talk shows, Angel Talk on PAX TV and Between Two Worlds on UPN, as well as having appeared as a guest on CBS, Fox, NPR, Coast to Coast, just to mention a few. She currently is teaching psychic development courses and lecturing nationwide. You can read all about her on her website, www.michellewhitedove.com, because you know what? It's time for me to welcome Michelle White Dove, winner of America's Psychic Challenge, to the show. Gotta tell you, congratulations, Michelle. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And you know what? Gotta start right off here. I have to tell you, it blew me away in the season finale when the challenge was to find a man who was buried underground somewhere. Was it a 10-acre desert ranch or something like that?
Either 10 or 17.
Something crazy like
that.
Yeah,
it was a very large area.
Yeah, and you, girl, you were standing on the exact spot. I mean, you were on top of him, and I was sitting there. I have to say, my mouth was dropped wide open. Ha! Oh, my God. That was absolutely amazing. I mean, if anyone needed proof of psychic ability, I think you left a little room for any doubt right there. What did that feel like?
I hope so, huh?
What did that feel like?
You know, it was like something came over me at the last minute because I was getting in my head, which, you know, the ego, the intellect, conscious mind has no place when you're doing spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're under the constraints, I believe I said that right, or constraints of, you know, the heat, the time, the pressure, the lights, the cameras following you around, and not knowing what you really have gotten yourself into until you're there.
Yeah.
For me, it felt like surreal, you know. It was just like, how did I do that?
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned on the last show how difficult it was. And to me, you know, it's like I can't imagine what it would have been like to have a camera crew. You have the elements because you mentioned the heat and the fact that you came down with heat stroke.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the variety of the challenges that they threw at you. And it must have been extraordinarily difficult to stay centered and balanced and at the same time do a reading. Because there must have been a lot of commotion going on around you.
Not only that, but we were pulling, like, you know, working very, very long hours from in the morning till late in the night. And sometimes we didn't get back to our hotel until, you know, 1, 2. I think one night it went as late as 2:30, if not 3.
Wow.
So, you know, when you're working day, days like that, one after the other,
mm-hmm.
where some people were able to come in all fresh and new,
mm-hmm.
where I had to stay. They kept me there
mm-hmm.
and no rest and just said, okay, next round, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that was a little bit hard on Jeff Baker, which it was another, he's a friend of mine that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
We became friends because of that show, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also Joseph that's in Philadelphia, he mm-hmm. was the other gentleman that you saw me in the third episode where I found the guy in the car,
mm-hmm. sure.
car lot in like under 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was nice because I met a few what I feel like spiritual people that were nice, and then I met some that I...
Yeah.
Don't really care for.
Okay, you're cracking me up. Okay, because I got to tell you, I got a list of questions here. Okay, I know you're psychic, but would you please stop knocking off my questions here? Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Because okay, let's go back a little bit here. Okay, you mentioned the ego and having to separate the conscious mind has no place in a reading. You just got to go with what your first impression is or what you're getting.
Absolutely.
And one thing that was really obvious, although you know, there's a lot. I mean, you did consistently well, but a lot of the various different participants, I noticed that they didn't go with their first impression. They changed what they did at first, and they ended up being wrong.
Not only and that, but they also forgot about focusing on the task,
mm-hmm.
and they would just go to do what they normally do, how they work, and
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they were distracted. It's not to say, like, Joseph is great as far as a medium bringing loved ones through,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't as diverse, the same as with many of them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Sure.
They had an area of expertise, but when it came to all the other challenges, you have to be very diverse.
Exactly, and that was pretty obvious that, you know, you might be good at one thing like mediumship, but then again, you know, like tuning into like a medical intuitive wouldn't be your forte, so, you know, that had to be, you had to be an all-around good psychic, really.
Yeah, I am a medical intuitive, so
yes,
that
you
would
are.
Help me out.
Well, and the other thing that you touched upon, you know, and you know, I have to say this because I was going to try to veil the question a little bit, but I saw that you enjoy the other psychics, and that's pretty much the veiled question. In other words, you know, I have to ask you because you know somebody's going to call in and ask you, but what was Jackie actually doing to bug you all? Because I tell you, there were times on the faces of not only yourself but some of the other psychics, you know, you could tell that there was a little tension there.
Oh, it was more than a little bit.
I was being kind. I was being kind.
Well, first of all, I work for the love and light of God. I work as a light worker in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with the Father, Mother, God, and the archangels and saints and masters and elders and,
mm-hmm.
you know, my own spirit guides and guardian angels and nothing
mm-hmm.
less.
Mm-hmm.
God first and foremost, where I'm not of any man-made religion. I just refer to myself as a spiritual medium, whereas one person, was working with voodoo, and it is considered the dark art.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody would say it's the dark arts, but this particular person, it was definitely... She was, you know, trying to intimidate people, playing mind games, lying about her score, you know, just throwing her weight around. And if you saw in one episode where she literally jumps over and attacks Lynn
mm-hmm.
and then says, you know, also, aren't you guys intimidated? And everyone said, yes, but me. I looked at her and laughed, and I said, no, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, you work an entirely different way than I do, and that's your prerogative. But, you know, do what you got to do, sister.
So she kind of like got a little bit on everybody's nerves, one would have to say, right?
Well, that was her whole, like, game plan, was
right.
to, you know, agitate, push buttons,
sure, sure.
get you to act out, get you to go down to, you know, a certain level that I told her that I have no part of. And what happened is that she ended up jumping in my lap.
What?
At one point, which I didn't show, because I wouldn't pull down the lights and turn off the mics.
Uh-huh.
And I said, listen, I play clean, straight, fair, and I'm working with the producers and what they want. This is their show, and we're supposed to be talking about the challenges. mm-hmm. her and I at the end, the final round.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I didn't want to use the, every word was a curse word, you know.
Mm.
And I don't find that to be very spiritual or loving. And she wasn't spiritual or loving to anyone. She was mean, and she was rude, and she was, you know, they even went as far as to go to Lifetime's blog page and write very filthy, disgusting things.
Well,
and, you know, I guess she didn't know how to lose and be a good sport about it.
Well, you know, I don't think that, I think that everyone kind of made up their own, you know, judgment about that. But sometimes I think you get a nemesis or someone, you know, in your experience, and they actually teach you, you know, to be who you are. You know, it's like sometimes choosing, you know.
Yes,
when someone's rude, you realize that you're kind, or when someone...
Absolutely. I would not change my behavior, and that's
right,
what she was
right,
going for.
Right, right.
And she would get everybody else and break them down, break their spirit, but not me.
Right.
And I even at the last episode after she went in my lap and, you know, refused to... And she wanted to be dropped off first and all this. I'm like, I really don't care. Please drop her off first. And I said to the producer, it's time to separate us. So I said, because I will not have somebody come into my personal space.
Right. Well, that's
you
it's
know.
Really good that you did as well as you did, considering that you were kind of dealing with
yeah,
you know,
and much less
perfect.
Threatening me. Also proceeded to threaten me and tell me what she was going to do in her room with her voodoo, and you don't mess with the voodoo priestess, which is on film. I can say this because it's already out there. I think they did a really good job in the show as far as focusing on the psychics and the mediums.
Right.
You know, and what we do versus making it look like a carnival act.
Well, you know, they got to, you know, I was, whenever you're posed with a reality TV situation.
Well, it's a reality competitive show.
Right, a competitive show. You know, certainly it's not unheard of that they might put somebody in there that's a little bit of a character to make the show more interesting. But the one thing that came through really clear in the show, it was reverent and respectful to the mediums and to the psychics. I think it was done very nicely in that genre. You know, it's just respectful. And also, I think in the long run, you really did prove, you know, that this does exist, this ability does exist. I mean, without question, there were so many of the different psychics and mediums performed amazingly well. You are being, of course, very consistent and, of course, the winner. But it did, you know, if there's skeptics out there watching that program, I think y'all did a good job of proving, you know, that these are abilities and that people do have and that it's just not hocus pocus, you know?
No, so, I agree with you 100%, and
yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring across
yeah.
to
right.
the audience, that there truly are people out there like myself that are light workers, and we really want to help people and make
right.
this world a better place. And,
right.
the, you know, for me, that was the whole purpose of doing the show. It was to show America, hey, there might not be a lot of us, but there's definitely some of us, and it's not to say that it's blasphemy or the devil, you know, and all
no.
this kind of stuff, because I don't call prayer meditation, which is the only thing that I worked with, at all, any of those things. And
mm-hmm.
so it was a God-given gift to me at the time, you know, from the time I was born,
mm-hmm.
and when I had my near-death experience at 18, then they showed me my future, and my future is all the work that I've done and yet more work that I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, you're cracking me up here because you're answering my questions. I swear you are. I was going to ask you, what was your personal reasons for participating
Well, when
in the
I
show?
Read for people privately, they always say
all right,
the same thing.
I'll just sit back and, you know, just carry on.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
If I'm long-winded, just say, Michelle, can you give us the short version?
No, sweetheart. It's just, you know, it's cracking me up because, honestly, so far you've answered every question I was going to ask you.
I'm sorry.
You're amazing. Okay. Now, I bet you received a ton of email congratulating
you.
Oh,
my goodness, yes. I can't even keep up with them. I've been up and working today, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen such a... Because I did Coast to Coast, and that's got, you know, and just other... You know, TV and radio, wherever I go, and newspapers, and it's just really getting heated up, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, of course you answered the question, but how has it impacted your work? Anything new on the agenda? Did you get any new opportunities?
Yes, I did.
Wonderful.
I got a producer that saw me on the show and wanted to pitch me to different networks for a show.
Oh, good.
And also an agent, a publishing agent, I believe, is the correct title, that wants me to give, well, actually, they wanted all my books. I was like, no. But I have one book that's called The Sacred Code, The Rules and the Tools, that I was going to do in two separate books, but now I'm going to make one and give that to them. And that's how I'll be spending my Christmas holiday.
Oh, dear. Well, it sounds like you need a little rest. You know?
Yes, thank you. My
voice
sound
very
is a little
tired.
Bit shot.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm not. I can't lie. I could. I don't choose to. It's I've just been nonstop, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And the only thing that's really hitting me is that my voice is getting a little froggy, just a little, right?
Just a little. That's
yeah,
okay. I'll try to do
a
little
like
bit more talking then. And so as long, I'll give you a little rest here. Let me tell people about two events that I know of. It's upcoming for you.
Sure.
One in Fort Lauderdale, February 24th, it's a Sunday, Expo of Heart, and you're going to be a featured speaker, and if anyone is interested in information on that, you can go to www.expoofheart.com or else check out Michelle's website, www.michellewhitegove.com for more info. And you also are going to be in my home state here in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Sunday, January 20th, doing a workshop for Susan Duvall, SusanDuvallSeminars.com. You can go there and check that out. What really happens when we die? You're going to be doing some messages afterwards, and I got to tell you, I'll see you there because I'm definitely going to check it out. And you also have another workshop upcoming in Maryland, and probably a lot more that you don't have listed on your website yet, I would assume.
I think they're all listed. All these events are listed on my website.
Okay.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. So if anybody's interested, they can definitely go there. And I gotta ask you. Are you still doing readings and, you know, you have time for them? Are you doing private readings still?
Yes, I'm still doing readings.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm still teaching.
Uh-huh.
I have a spiritual jewelry line. I'm still writing.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing television, radio. I'm just pretty much got my hands on all the cookie jars.
All the cookie jars. Okay, well.
And it's really to get the message out there to the masses.
Sure.
You know, that's. I've been doing this work full-time for 12-plus years, going on 13 years full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked very hard to get to where I am. And
it's paying off.
And it's, yeah, and when you come, I believe, from a pure intent to do good things, the hard work does pay off.
Good, wonderful. Well, listen, Michelle, we're going to be talking to the angels tonight and giving messages to our listeners who call into the show. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, do you actually see angels?
Yes, I do.
Do you see them in mind's eye or do you see them with your eyes?
I've seen them both ways.
Both ways.
Yes.
Can you share with our listeners, perhaps, you know, maybe what your first experience seeing an angel and maybe explain to them how, you know, who is their guardian angel and how do they communicate with us? Maybe tell them that before we get into the reading.
Sure. Well, I'll give you an example. I'll use myself as that example. I kept seeing around my home, out of the corner of my eye, like this white streak of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I knew it was good because it was a loving, high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, this must be one of my guardian angels or spirit guides. And I thought that it was my angel, so... I went into prayer meditation, and I asked for her name. I knew it was a her, and also once she gave me her name, and I got it and said, okay, get it. Her name is Claire, or Clara, but she would go by Claire. And I prayed for weeks for her to physically manifest and show herself to me. And one night I was, you know, drifting off to sleep. Something woke me, and I saw at the foot of my bed, not the foot of my bed, rather at the side of my bed, right next to me, where I would, you know, lay.
Mm-hmm.
I just see this beautiful angel, and she has these wings, white wings, and my whole room was glowing.
Mm.
It was like this golden glow, but with a blue color as well. And at the time, I tried to, this was years ago, and I tried to wake up my ex-husband, and it was like something like I couldn't wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is it was my message. It was my, you know, confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And she just stood there, and I remember her looking at me. Her eyes were like the color of violet, you know, very unusual, not like eyes we see here or, as far as the coloring.
Mm-hmm.
And you just felt the love and the warmth. I mean, I honestly thought I was going to combust just in her being in her presence of how powerful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, got the message noted. And
thank
then, you know, I finally got to wake up my ex-husband, and he knew by looking at me that something definitely happened. And then there was still a residue of light and energy in my room from her appearing that even he saw.
Wow.
So
wow.
It was pretty amazing.
That's pretty profound. That's
and awesome. I hear them sing, too. I've heard them, like, on several occasions, the angels singing to God.
You know, yeah, that's a phenomenon I experienced early on in life. I would hear music, and I wouldn't, there was no radios or anything on, and I would
Isn't that beautiful?
It. Yeah, it's really beautiful. That's a pretty cool thing. Well, listen, I know that we probably got tons of callers, and so what I want to do is, be, you know, take the time to tell our callers and our listeners that you will be taking their calls, and they can ask you about personal issues. So when they do call in, you are asking that they ask a specific question.
That is correct, because we're on radio, yes.
Right, so ask a specific question if you're calling in, and if you want a reading from Michelle, and certainly she'd be happy to answer your questions or take your comments. I mean, you're more than welcome to call in with that as well. So I want to open up the lines. I want to give you all the numbers. You're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio. My guest this evening is Michelle White Dove. Like I said, she's going to be taking your calls. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. Call toll-free. You can call in toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if you're calling in, remember to turn down your speakers or step into the other room to avoid getting feedback and speak up to us so that we can hear you, okay? So the lines are open, and we'll see who's going to give us a call. And then again, you want them to be very specific and ask you a specific question, right,
Michelle? Yes, I don't want them to give me information, but I want them to target an area because we're on radio, and this isn't about mini readings, but this is a way that people can get some type of clarity or answer or closure, even though it may just be one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it for my audience because not everyone can afford a private reading, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do other things as well where they can still get a hold of me and get info. And, you know, I try to be diverse in that way also with not only my charity work where I work murder cases for free, but, you know, doing opening up the lines and doing, you know, the expos and things like that so people that cannot afford private readings can still get to me.
Right. Well, that's, you know, and one of the things that I did this month for December was bring on a lot of mediums and psychics because I really feel that the holidays, you know, especially if someone has missing a lost, you know, a loved one that's passed over and it can be a tough time for them. And so,
oh, no doubt.
You know, I put the numerology to the side and I brought in some really wonderful mediums and we've had some really wonderful readings and I'm just letting Seth know that we do have the lines open. We are accepting calls, Seth, so anytime. And you didn't answer the question I asked you earlier.
I'm sorry.
That perhaps you can share with our listeners, you know, everyone has a guardian angel, yes?
Yes.
And if so, how do we know that our guardian angel is communicating with us? How do we get these messages, Michelle?
Okay. Well, first of all, everyone has guardian angels. They have a minimum of two guardian angels, one master spirit guide that relates to your earthly problems because they've reincarnated to the point where they no longer need to, and they're like your teachers on the other side working with you, and they know your contract better than anyone besides God, obviously, God first foremost, and then God's helpers. And then it doesn't mean that you're limited to just two guardian angels and one master spirit guide and two earth angels. As you come more, as you become more spiritually enlightened and awake, or even let's say you have a crisis or a problem and you need a certain energy that's not there, God immediately assigns that to you, and people don't realize that. Now you ask me another question, how can we get to know our guardian angels or spirit guides? And one, when we're praying, we can pray anywhere at any time as long as it's sincere, pure intent from our heart, and be specific in your prayers. And talk to God like God is your best friend, because God does listen. And we have been taught through, you know, our society, socially, politically, religions, and et cetera, that no, you have to go to church to pray. And that is not so. You can pray anywhere, anytime. Now, that's when you're talking to God and your support team. But then there is a point, like just if you would have a conversation like you and I are, where you need to meditate. Mm-hmm. And meditation is where I find that most people struggle and have a difficult time of getting their ego out of the way and allowing their higher self to come through and just let God give you what you need, because God knows what we need before we even know it. Mm-hmm. And God has the solutions. It's just that people have forgotten how to listen. Another way that's probably more, I would say, more popular and is the easier way for people to make contact with their loved ones or their guardian angels or spirit guides is through the dream state, because that's a doorway to the spirit world, and that doesn't scare the heck out of everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, most people would say, you saw an angel at the side of your bed, you didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel like that, does it?
Right, not everybody can handle that, you know.
Right,
so
right.
Spirit never wants to scare the heck out of us, because they know that we'll slam the door on them, and they have to honor our free will.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to acknowledge them, because that's part of starting your relationship with them, is going, hey, I know you guys are with me, and if you want to give me a name, or through meditation or prayer, or through the dream state, or give me an omen that I will understand, a sign, hit me over the head with it, I'm hard-headed and deaf, you know. They will do that. They honor your pace and your free will, and also we're co-creators of our reality. So you got the dream state, you have prayer, meditation. The other thing is everyone has intuition, and I find women are a little bit more in touch with it than men, not to say that men aren't.
Mm-hmm.
They have it too, but they have a tendency to be more in their minds, analytical, skeptical, mulling things over, thinking. Women have a tendency to be ruled by their emotions or in their heart. Mm-hmm. Where we really need to be is in our higher self, and let that dictate to the subconscious as well as the lower self how it's, what's going to happen, how it's going to go, because it's always spot on for you.
Mm-hmm. That's
so. Listening to your intuition would be another way.
Right, exactly. You know what you were saying though about the angels appearing. You know, I mean, I have to. When I was really the mere age of 20, which, you know, numerically speaking, the 2 and the 0 is intensified energy that does connect you to the spiritual. So I'm not surprised at age 20.
See, I learned from you.
But I had an experience where I was having a particularly upsetting evening, and I had been praying and crying and, you know, basically fearful and upset, and I was trying to go to sleep, and I was asking for help. And this beautiful, incredible light appeared in the room, not in the shape of an angel, but it was this huge ball of beautiful glowing light. And like what you were saying, you know, you're overwhelmed with, it's almost like telepathic communication.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of love and warmth and peace and knowing that you're loved. And it's not a scary thing at all, really.
No,
I don't think to have an angel appear. I think that's a pretty cool thing. I'm with you on that. Yeah, I can remember it to this day. Well, listen, I'm not sure. Let me just reiterate again about the numbers. I'm not sure if, you know, they've got some calls. This is so unusual, so I'm kind of wondering if maybe they've got to check the phone lines. But anyhow, I'm going to give the numbers again here. We're taking your calls and your questions for Michelle. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. Call toll-free from Canada 888-815-9756, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. I know I was getting emails See, there you go. Phone. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I am a little nervous, but I am good. Thank you.
Don't be nervous. This is Michelle. Michelle, this is Amy.
Hi,
Amy,
Michelle.
Do you have a
Hi.
Question for Michelle?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I have been alone relationship-wise for about 7 years now, and I feel like something's in my space, but not sure, and trying to do the whole meditation thing, which I don't do well, to ask for answers and signs, and I'm just very frustrated, and I thought maybe you could tune in a little better, because obviously I'm hard-headed and maybe not listening.
Okay, can you be more... Allison, can you be specific in what it is directly that she's asking me?
Okay, my question specifically then is, I don't know which terminology to use, whether it's soulmate, twin flame, when is he arriving? And how will I know it's him?
Okay, well, when it's your soulmate, and we have more than one, thank God, right?
Right.
And we also have kindred spirits that we feel a connection to, that there's usually a lesson or a karmic debt there, positive and negative. It's easy. It's like, kind of like what Allison said earlier when she saw her angel, which was like light, but felt that loving feeling, because really we're known by our colors in spirit, our aura, just even in our physical bodies, we have an aura and colors and electric magnetic field and a certain vibration, and to each person it varies. But, you know, you've just gone through what I call a 7-year period. Everyone has different cycles. And I know Allison knows something about that with numerology. That's not my area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would tell you is, instead of asking, right,
okay,
when you're praying, claim it. And say, and be specific also when you're praying to God as of to what type of...
Oh, I have a manifestation list, and I say it.
Well, that's good, because a lot of people go, oh, could you, would you, please, you know.
Right.
And that's very wish-wash. Like, what, God didn't hear you? God's not deaf. He hears us. She hears us. And, you know, it's really based on our belief system. But I can tell you that at the end of this, I see someone coming in. I'm going to say, to cover my butt here, because I know how spirit is in time, at the end of 2008, no later than 2009, a new relationship.
Wow.
And this relationship will be so easy, because when it is a soulmate or a kindred spirit, it's just like, boom, the chemistry is there. It's like that person knows you. You've known them so much longer than what, you know, you have,
mm-hmm,
what you're looking at here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because in spirit, time... there is no such thing. Past,
right,
present, future, all one.
Right.
So, honey, keep your chin up. Look good. Be happy. You've put it out there to the universe. Your prayers have been heard and answered, and it's going to be there for you. And it's going to be the right one.
Wonderful.
You got to go through a couple of toads before you get to your prince.
It seems like I've been through a really rough road the last 7 years. But, you know, hey, what's 2 years
but
on the other side of that?
You're so close to it. I mean... Don't give up hope now, because we're talking about the year 2008, no later than the early part of 2009, for the keeper. Okay?
For the keeper. Okay. Good luck, Amy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
That's fun. I know that what you're talking about energetically, when you meet somebody that's just perfect for you, but sometimes it's just timing, you know? It's like that person has to get through their karmic relationship or their lessons in order to be free, in order for you and that person to have a relationship, you know.
Isn't that the truth?
It's the timing and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Divine timing.
And when you meet somebody that I think is your soulmate or that kindred thing, I remember the first time that I met my husband that I'm married to, when he hugged me, when it felt like I had been there forever.
Isn't that interesting? I had the same experience,
and
too.
It's a wonderful experience. But we have another caller, so
okay,
enough about
cool.
us. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eunice.
Can you say your name again?
My name is Eunice.
Hi, Eunice, how are you?
Hi, is this Michelle?
Oh,
this is
Michelle.
Allison, and this is Michelle. Yeah.
Oh, hi,
question?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. My question is, when am I going to get married?
When are you going to go and be married?
Yeah, am I ever going to meet someone or...
You sound very young. How old are you, dear?
I am 27, going to turn 28 in February.
Oh, my gosh, you sound like you're, like, 16, 18. I mean that as a compliment. We wish, you know, looking good, sounding young is always good. It's really a state of mind. Okay, so you want to know when you're going to have your love of your life, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're going to have, until then, nothing. There will be relationships. If you haven't noticed, people are coming in and out of our lives very quickly because
mm-hmm.
everybody feels this anticipation or anxiety, like this quickening that we're all trying to clear up our karmic debts and learn our lessons because of this particular time in the planet with the ascension. But I will tell you that they showed me five, and that could be 5 months or 5 years.
Wow.
So, you know, but remember this, you have the capability of a free will of pulling somebody in sooner,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes we self-sabotage. We take a soulmate or a kindred spirit, and it, like Allison said, if we're not ready, then that person we push away. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But they said about between 3 to 5 years before
mm-hmm.
you actually find the love of, you know, the love of your life, your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, dear.
And Allison, thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.
You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of people want to talk about compatibility, relationships, and numerology and the numbers and things like that, and soulmate relationships. But I honestly feel that a lot of our relationships help to make us grow. I mean,
oh.
It may not be the soulmate. It may not be the perfect relationship, but it's in our lives. It's in our soul plan for a reason, to teach us, to help our soul raise its consciousness in some way. You know, and they're very productive relationships, even the bad ones, you know, they're very productive for us. Don't you agree?
I agree with you completely. I mean, that's how we learn and grow, and things are mirrored. We mirror to each other, you know. And if you go, you know, put yourself and lock yourself up in a room or your house or a cave, how are you going to learn anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because how we learn is through relationships and people, and that's why we're here,
mm-hmm.
is to do good deeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Rhiannon.
Rhiannon? How are
Hi.
You?
Hi,
you have a question
I'm doing
for
well.
Michelle?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question for Michelle?
I do. I just kind of have, I don't know, like a couple questions. I am in a relationship right now with a man, and I had heard you mention kind of the ascension. And I'm just kind of wondering if I'm still in this relationship due to maybe karmic debt, or if this is a person who is, I'm just not exactly sure why he's in my life. I love him, but I feel like
he's not the keeper, though. He's not the soulmate or your true partner, and you know that in your heart of hearts. You're just looking for confirmation. It is a karmic relationship, so look back at that relationship and see what you can take from it and learn. What have you learned? What have you gained from it? And I do feel that you have completed your karma with this individual. However, I don't feel this individual has reciprocated to you. And so he will still be indebted. You follow me?
Yeah. Does that mean he's going to just keep coming around?
No, not necessarily. It means that you gave him a long enough time to do what he needed to do, but he didn't learn. And so if he doesn't get it now, because I see you moving on, I see another person for you. And, you know, you snooze, you lose. What can I tell you? You gave him every opportunity in the world and then some. And you should never settle, my dear. I do see someone else. You will drop this relationship. You'll move on, and you'll be very happy.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
know, Michelle, what you're saying about completion of karma, you know, I find in numerology, you know, specific numbers are karmic numbers. They indicate the soul has brought that particular lesson in and is working on it in this lifetime. And it is amazing to me, the meaning of the actual karma, And the actual shift in the chart with the energy when that karma is over, you can actually see it in the charts quite
yeah,
often.
Yeah, the chart's an amazing thing.
It is.
I think you have a great gift in doing that as a numerologist as well as astrology. There's
right,
so
well,
much information there to be gained.
There's a lot of information.
May I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
What does the number 13 mean as far as numerology?
Well, 13 is karmic. But I really look at the 13 as being a very sacred number.
I do, too. That's
it's very
I
sacred. And I believe that if you have a 13 in your chart, there's going to be a rebirth for you. It's like you may go through a certain period of your life, and then there's just going to be a total brand new you. And you may go through the beginning part of your life like trying, you know, in a box, so to speak, and trying to follow things to a T. But you need to be creative. You need to create for yourself. You need to do things for yourself. And there's a rebirth, and there's a lot of spiritual.
Gosh,
it's a very sacred
so
number.
So
and
you
I always
hit it on the head.
Yeah, right. That's what I think. Okay.
Yeah, that was great. You hit it on the head. And also, I don't know what this means, but 13 happens to be my favorite number.
Well, you certainly have gone through a rebirth, I'm sure. Okay, we've got a caller, another caller, and I want to try to get as many callers in as we can. Who's calling, please?
It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. And you have a question for Michelle?
Yes. It's kind of similar to the girl that was before. I'm in a marriage, and I feel like we're really good friends, but I feel like my husband doesn't get it. So
yes, he's present but not present, if you know what I mean.
Yes. And then there's another guy that I'm very attracted to who I feel is my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I don't want to push the right one away. Should I stay in the marriage and work it out?
Stay in the marriage, regardless of the next person that you've met that you're attracted to. You're not going to stay in the marriage because your needs are not being met. And if I'm incorrect, please call me out.
No, you're correct.
Emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally, he is not present. He is not doing anything for you. If anything, he's taking you down, not bringing you up. So, again, look at what you've learned from this relationship so you don't take the baggage into the next relationship so you can hold that space in place with that new person. And look at the karma. Maybe obviously it was a very karmic relationship, but your mate is not willing to change anything. He's not even willing to compromise. And in a relationship, we have to have trust and communication, and we have to sometimes compromise and bend. And I don't feel that, you know, that's being done here.
No, you're completely dead on.
Thank you. So therefore, you know, why waste any more time? The sooner the better, because you then can close that door, that energy, that old energy that you've outgrown, and bring in a new energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is that new energy the guy that is there? Is he supposed to be my soulmate? Because
I wouldn't go as far as to say soulmate, but I would definitely go as far as to say kindred spirit that you know.
Okay.
That's part of your clan. And that's the next thing best to a soulmate. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. So enjoy. Be happy. Life is too short not to be happy, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Blessings to both of you.
Thank
good luck.
God bless.
All right. All right. A lot of, you know, I do a lot of, you know how a lot of women do internet dating nowadays and things
yes,
like that.
That's true.
It's amazing how many emails I get, you know, I met so-and-so, what do you think, you know?
Oh, goodness gracious.
And, you know, the karmic relationships is so funny because certain numbers kind of go together, you know, and it's interesting when two people are together and you can see where they're working through karma in their relationship.
Well,
you know?
I think, you know, someone like yourself is really very helpful to someone that doesn't get it, you know, that doesn't understand their chart.
Right,
I think
right.
That's where, you know, you're a blessing.
Yeah, well, I may not be able to do mediumship, but I can certainly help out in other ways. But we
okay,
have another caller.
That's
who's
right.
Calling, please?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, good.
And you have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. Michelle, I'm interested in knowing about my spiritual work. I'm trying to take it to the next highest level. Can you see anything for me?
Yes, I see you doing healing work, but more like holistic, spiritually speaking.
Ah.
And also, this is the very reason why I teach at NOVA Spiritual Development courses, the basic and advanced. you're going through a spiritual growth spurt yourself,
yes.
and you're feeling a calling to serve humanity as a light worker, and that for you is going to be a combination of not only healing, but education and spiritually speaking. Why limit yourself? You know, some people limit themselves and say, oh, I can only do this. But, you know, with you, I feel like you can incorporate other things that is going to help you. Like, just think of it as stepping stones.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
your birth sign, honey? I don't need to know your age, just your sun sign.
Taurus.
I knew you were going to say that. That's the same as I.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right. Hey.
So, you know, you're loyal to fall, typical Taurus. We know we have some trace on up here with anybody, but do run with Taurus women and men. And I'm sure Allison knows much more about that than I. But I will say that as soon as I heard your voice, Stephen, it was they're screaming healing. Healing work. And, you know, underneath healing, there is a lot of different ways that we can heal someone. We can heal them through spiritually, again, emotionally, mentally, physically, or grief therapy, or all kinds of ways, or as a motivational speaker. There are just a lot of things that you can do, my friend, that falls under healing and education.
Do you see a time frame?
You're already on it now. I mean, you're already getting on the path. And I would say probably I'd give it 2 years
okay.
to say that you're exactly, you know, that you're just flying.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, Catherine. God bless you.
Well, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And it's so true what you say. People hear healer, and they automatically assume that, you know, the hands-on healing or healing a physical ailment or something along those lines, when there's emotional healing that takes place, spiritual healing, so many different kinds of healing.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, tend to want to put it in a box, you know, and that's real. I'm really glad that you said that. But enough about me. We got another caller. So
all right.
Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Florence.
Florence?
Yeah.
And you have a question for Michelle?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, dear.
Hi. I loved your work on TV. I watched you. I was really rooting for you. I'm glad you won.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
And I just have a question, two little questions. I want to know what you see for me career-wise and also marriage-wise.
Well, right now I see you're in an office environment, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I like the confirmation. You're very good, very efficient. I mean, no one really needs to tell you what to do. You're already past them. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, what kind of career do you see me doing profession-wise?
What's your birth sign, please?
I'm a Taurus.
Another Taurus, my goodness.
You're attracting them.
I must be, because there's very few Taurus women that I come across.
Yeah.
Honey, you would do well in the business world. So anything that's dealing with, again, education, law, counselor, business, but you still have to find a way, even if you're, and also you do better to work for yourself,
mm-hmm.
to be in business for yourself. I'm sure you already figured that out, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I work with people very well also.
But, you know, again, like I'm seeing with you, like whether it's counseling or social work, administrations, or again, this falls under education, but more than that, you're going to incorporate the Eastern and Western ways, if you ask me, when we do that. We have the whole pie because some people's belief systems fall towards more leaning towards Western, some more towards holistic or spiritually speaking. And then if we're smart, any of us will combine both, knowing that. The career is not your issue, my dear, so you shouldn't even be
Should I be thinking about medicine?
Excuse me?
Should I be thinking about medicine, becoming a physician?
Yes, that's in healing. I mean, anything
that's in
healing.
Do you think that's something I would accomplish?
Excuse me, dear?
Do you think that's something I will accomplish?
Yes, if you put your mind to it, absolutely, especially a Taurus woman, for the love of God, yes.
Yeah.
If you put your mind to it, as good as done.
Yeah. So what do you see for me, marriage, wife, and children?
As far as what?
Marriage and children.
I thought we were only doing one question, Allison, but okay.
Oh, you can answer real quick.
Okay. Marriage and children, right now it's more, the focus is more on your career,
mm-hmm.
once you get that in place, mm-hmm. I see you meeting someone that's in the same field. Mm-hmm. And he's salt and pepper. He may be like a B or an R initial. But don't just remember, sometimes a William will go by Bill or a Robert will go by Rob or Bob. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So don't limit yourself just to that.
Yes.
And the children, that door is not completely closed yet. But I do feel that it's depending on how long it takes for this person to come. And if I can see him that closely, it's not that far off. You might need a little bit of help, whether that's from a doctor that specializes, you know, with high risk pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might need a little bit of help is what I'm saying. And this man that's coming to you, I feel already has children.
Okay.
And so there are other ways to have children besides just physically bringing them through adoption,
and do you
through
see
marriage.
Him far?
You know,
is that going to happen soon?
Is it going to happen soon?
Yeah.
And the next 2 to 3 years, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
God
well,
bless.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're welcome,
you,
Catherine.
Dear. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Wow. That's interesting. You know, I had someone say something to me once. I have a stepson by this marriage, and it was a psychic that was told me that sometimes, you know, when a child is selecting or choosing its mother, sometimes it can't get the mother that it wants, but it'll come in on the next bus, meaning it'll wait around and come in, you know, at a later time. And so, you know, this stepson, everyone always commented how they didn't really see him as not being my son, you know, that he acted more like I was really his mom, you know what I'm saying? And that there was
exactly.
some sort of a... you know, this child still comes to you to mother them, even if it comes in on a later date as somebody else's child. You know what I'm saying there, Michelle?
No, I agree with you completely.
Okay. All right. Well, we got one more caller. And, Michelle, I'm going to tell you, we only got a couple minutes with this caller, and then we got to close the show.
No problem.
So
dear.
Who's calling, please?
It's Rosa Allison. Michelle, happy holidays. And, Michelle, congratulations on your nomination on TV.
Thank
My
you.
Quick question is, career-wise, I'm at a crossroads right now, and I've been applying to a couple of jobs, and I don't know if this is the correct job that's coming towards me, one that I just applied for.
Spirit's going to make that very easy for you, but it's called the process of elimination, where you will know which job to go with because it will be based on pay and who basically gives you a better offer, and that's who you'll go with.
Oh, okay.
So just go with the green lights, all the green lights, you know, meaning... nothing's blocking you. It's just flowing. It's everything that you want. It will be figured out for you. You won't even have to figure it out.
It'll be figured out for me. That's what I thought. Michelle,
okay.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays, Allison. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Happy
Thanks,
holidays
Rosa.
To all of you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So I'm afraid that that's it for callers for the evening. I mean, because we really couldn't do justice in what little time we have left. Now, Michelle, I want to give you just a little opportunity here. You know, is there any particular parting words that you might have for our listeners, anything that you would like to tell them for the holidays or?
Yes, I would like to tell all of the listeners to find things in their life to be grateful for and to pray, please pray, for not only your family and friends, but pray for the world, the United States' economy. Pray for Africa, the genocide. Pray for the Middle East where our boys are, the troops and the innocent people on the other side. If we all gathered in our numbers in prayer, we could change the outcome of this world. And that is what I'm asking the people. It doesn't take that much of your time or your money. Prayer doesn't cost a thing. So please reach out larger. We are all brothers and sisters and related. We all have the same Father, Mother, God.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, and I ditto and second that. So, you know, I really want to thank all of our listeners this evening, and special thanks to BBS Radio for making all of this possible. Love you, Don, and I love you, Seth. And, Michelle, you know, thank you so much for being on the show again. I appreciate you coming back. Will you come back and join us again sometime?
Always, Allison, no problem.
Okay, anytime you got anything, you know, you want some promotion, just give me a buzz, okay?
I'll tell Shante to call you and reschedule when you're ready.
Okay, all right.
All right, dear.
All right, thanks, Michelle, and
thanks
everybody.
A lot. God bless you guys.
Yeah.
You're great, okay?
All right, thanks, Michelle.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that's it for the night. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. It's time for us to go, and as always, I wish you abundant blessings.
And I want you to stay tuned for Deborah Dillard, the horoscope lady. She's up next. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.